Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamid, Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Bezman Shekohen Gadol Nichnas L'Shtachvos, when the Kohen Gadol came into the Heichal to bow down in front of all the other Kohanim, Shlosha Ochzin, but there were three other Kohanim that would hold on to him. Echad B'Yemino, Echad B'Smol, Echad B'Avanim Tovos. One of them on his right side, one of them on his left side, and one of them behind him holding on to the stones that were attached to the ephod, which was an apron that had stones on the shoulders. When the Mamuna heard the Kohen Gadol, the sound of his footsteps, it wasn't really the sounds of his footsteps, it was the sound of the bells on the bottom of of the robe that he wore when he was leaving the Heichal, he picked up the curtain of the Ulam for him, and then the Mamuna came into the Heichal, bowed down and went out, and the other Kohanim also went in and bowed down and went out. Mishnah Beis. All the Kohanim who were working that day came and stood on the 12 steps that were in front of the Ulam. The first five Kohanim who were actually doing stuff inside the Heichal stood to the south of the other Kohanim. And they were holding five Kelim. One of them was holding the Teni that they used to clean off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Another one was holding the Kuz that they used to clean out the ashes from the menorah. The machta bi'alechad, one of them was holding the shovel that they used to take the coals from the mizbeach hachitzon. The bazach bi'alechad, one of them was holding the spoon that where they held the ketores. The kisuya bi'alechad, the other one was holding the ladle and the cover to the ladle that held the ketores in one hand. Ubarchu esa'am bracha achas. Then they would be mevarich the people with one bracha. El shebemedina umrosah shalosh brachos, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would say it as three separate brachos. U'b'mikdash bracha achas, but in the Beis HaMikdash, it was all one big bracha, because they wouldn't say amen after each line of the Berachos Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, so it was one big bracha. B'mikdash ha'yomernes Hashem kiksavo. Another difference is between the Beis HaMikdash and outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would pronounce the Shem Yudke Vavke as it is written, u'b'medina b'kinuyo, but we pronounce it as a Shem of Adonus, even though it's written Yudke Vavke. Anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, when they would be Mevarich, they would pick up their hands and hold them as high as their shoulders. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was over their heads. Except for the Kohen Gadol couldn't lift up his hands over his head, because he's not supposed to lift up your hands above the tzitz. Kohen's not supposed to lift his hands over his tefillin either, because the tefillin are more kadosh than the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that he was allowed to lift up his hands above the tzitz, because the pasuk says that Aaron lifted up his hands to give them bracha. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph, we said how the Kohen Gadol would go into the Heichal accompanied by three other people, and how everyone would go into the Heichal to bow and then to leave. And then in Mishnah Beis, we described how all of the people working that day stood on the steps but in front of the ulam, and how five of them were holding particular kalim, and we went through some of the differences between what people would do in the Beis HaMikdash versus in the Medina, including relating to Birchas Kohanim being one bracha as opposed to three brachas, the Shem Hashem being pronounced as it's written as opposed to the way we pronounce it, and how they would hold their hands for Birchas Kohanim. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, and finish the Masechta.